Create happier feelings in three easy-peasy steps. Several years ago, my nephew Kevin paid me the greatest compliment. "Aunt Ann," he said, "you are the biggest kid I know." Well, those of you who've been following me for some time know I'm a big believer in having fun and laughing as much as possible, no matter what. Why is this? Because being happy is one of the highest vibrations you can use to create the divine life you so greatly desire. Really. When you're happy, you're smiling at the world, and the world smiles back. And when it doesn't, frankly, who cares? You're feeling so good, it just doesn't matter if someone ignores your smile. This means, then, that when you're smiling at the world, you're creating from a very different vibrational place. You're creating from a place of awareness of your connection to the divine, of your connection to others, and of your connection to yourself. By the way, when you look at this picture, doesn't it make you want to smile? Don't you just feel good looking at it? That's how affected you are by what you see, and that's how powerful this little guy's expression of pure joy is. Okay, sometimes, frankly, the world doesn't look so great. Sometimes, yeah, life pretty much stinks. Then it's hard to get up and smile because you feel pretty fake doing it. Well, here's a hint. Do it anyway to the best of your ability. So how do you get from not so great to great anyway? How do you get from upset and despair into joy? Well, you know, that might be just too big a leap. How about getting from upset and despair to relief or softness? To compassion for yourself and for someone else? How about getting from upset and despair to simply relaxing? And then let's leave the joy for another time. You know, this is a process. This is how you do it. Heck, I really don't know anybody who can go from upset and despair to joy in one fell swoop. Not really. Maybe a kid. But that's even pushing it. They still have a little bit of a process. So let's talk about breaking it down into three easy steps, shall we? Okay, step number one, look for a feeling of relief, not a feeling of joy. Again, that's too much to ask of yourself, just relief. What are you feeling right now? What will make you feel better? Can you do it? Are you willing to take the risk of giving yourself that gift? If you cannot give yourself the gift of relief by doing what you really want to do, like quit your job, then how can you feel better about what's happening right now so that you can feel relief? Can you find a different way of looking at the situation so that you feel better, more powerful? Are you willing to? Okay, step two, give yourself what you can give yourself. This doesn't mean going out and buying a designer outfit if you're into that. And as a result, not spending the money on your mortgage. No. This means giving yourself some sort of a self-loving treat, a hot bath, an early night in bed, a new journal or a book, a cup of tea, a great movie that lifts your spirits, a talk with a loved one, a swing on a swing set, a walk, a swim, something that will shift your energy and lift your spirits. Take care of yourself in a loving, sacred way. Number three, look for the good in the situation. If you dislike your job, maybe you really like your hours, or you like your pay, or you like your coworkers, maybe you like your physical surroundings. Maybe you like the freedom you have or the challenges you have doing your work. Write these down. Focus upon them as much as possible. Represents what you can celebrate and be happy about what you do have while you're going about creating what you really want. Let me give you an example of this. As you may know, my nephew Kevin, the one I mentioned above, and his wife Cheryl are going through a very difficult time right now. Their three-year-old son, Connor, was diagnosed with leukemia in early January. He's been on chemo and going through numerous operations, but he's doing really well, which is great. But because of the chemo, Connor's hair has fallen out. And last week, Kevin and several friends and Cheryl's brother all got together to have a head-shaving party so they could all look like Connor. So while they're facing some frightening times, they're also creating opportunities to celebrate and come together with love and support. No matter what you're facing, you can create something beautiful out of it. Connor, by the way, just loved the way everybody looked. He just thought it was so funny. So anyway, just look for something beautiful because you'll find it, I promise. And that picture above, that's Connor a couple years ago when he was little. Okay, your action steps are determine how you can find relief. Then do it. Just do it. Give yourself the gift of relief. Number two, write up a list of things you can do to give to yourself. Things that take care of you, things that help, that you feel better as a result of doing. Do one or more of those things on the list and keep it handy because you'll need it when you get the crankies. In those moments, we forget how to feel better and that we can make ourselves feeling better by gifting ourselves the gift of loving self-care. Write up a list of what you do like about the challenge you're facing. Focus upon this list and only this list to the best of your abilities. This may not be so easy, by the way, but do it anyway. Abraham Hicks fame, says we are sloppy thinkers. This is a really good example of just how sloppily we think. The more you focus on what you like, the more of what you don't like disappears. The more of what you don't like doesn't even show up in your experience, and that is a really good reason to practice this way of thinking, let me tell you. So number four is figure out a way to play today and have fun. Until next time, this is Reverend Ann Presswell of DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com. Have a wonderful day.